Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I want to focus in on what we call our live and leverage channel. So in our $1 million referral system, we talk about making sure you're known for something. Then we talk about our five channels, our partner channel, our networks channel, our social channel, our live and leverage channel, our retargeting channel. And through those channels with the right sort of tools, that helps us build our audience, build up our CRM. Without building your audience, without having people in your CRM, you've got no one to be able to nurture. You've got no one to show that you are the go-to solution for. No one to be able to, at the middle of funnel, educate and be able to then get them to come down to the bottom of the funnel where they raise their hands and say, yes, I'm ready for your solution, please. So at the top of funnel, the channels with the tools becomes paramount to making sure that you get people into your audience for you to be able to nurture and educate over a period of time. So with the big picture in place, let's now hone into the live and leverage picture. So I was speaking at a conference earlier this week, and at that particular conference, we had somebody who was a physio. And they run their physio practice over on the west coast of Australia. And they said, I'm doing so much speaking and I'm getting to go and present at different places and I'm being able to get on people's podcasts and it's just not working for me. So I went, okay, let's have a bit of a look at that. What's not working? So obviously getting onto stages and being able to get on people's podcasts and being able to do webinars for people, which is a big part of our live and leverage, that part is okay. You're not having problem in getting exposure. So let's look at what happens once you get the exposure. And that's where the problem came. Because there's no point getting on and being able to speak at other people's events or being able to have your own event or being able to be invited to sort of be a little presenter if you're not going to then promote your tool and get people into your leads bucket. So the mistake that this person was making was they go and they talk for half an hour, 45, 60 minutes, give their all, hoping that at the end, someone would come up to them and go, oh, I really like what you talked about. I need your solution, please. We've got to remember that there's only a small percentage, like 0.5% to 1%, who are looking for the solution you offer right now. That doesn't mean that they're not going to want your solution in 2 weeks, 2 months, 6 months, 12 months time. So if you're not focusing when you're doing live and leverage activities on building your audience, then all you are ever trying to do is get after the people who want the thing that you sell right now. And you're leaving everybody else out in the wilderness, hoping that they might come back and talk to you. Well, that's part of the hope and luck strategy that I talk about so often that people use. Why would you leave that up to them to come back to you rather than you control the marketing in the middle of funnel in terms of nurturing them, educating them, showing them that you are the go-to solution? So the big thing around any of these channels is that constantly we use the channels to be able to build our audience, to get more people into that CRM, to have more people to be able to nurture, to have more people to ask, are they ready to be able to get the solution you offer? And that's why seeing the whole picture, why we talk and build out a whole $1 million referral system with top of funnel, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel is so important. Because the people who call themselves, oh, well, I'm a speaker. That's fine, and you might be able to earn $100,000, maybe $200,000 if you're really good a year, but that's it. You're limited because there's only so many hours in a day and there's only so much traveling you can do a year to go and speak. And that's why, to me, live and leverage is absolutely number one on my list. The amount of people you can reach by being able to speak at events, by being able to be on other people's podcasts, by being able to do webinars for other people, is fantastic. But your focus has to be then moving those people from that room, from that particular place of listening into your audience. And you do that through your tool. So I want you to think, how are you using the Live and Leverage channel at the moment? What are you doing? And are you focusing on moving people back into your audience, or are you just letting them sit there going, I hope someone's going to come up and say, I'd really love what you talk about. Can I please use your product or service? And that's a part that has to be tweaked and changed for you to really benefit from that particular channel. If this is the first time you're listening to us, welcome. Great to have you along on our Get More Referrals Today podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Get More Referrals Today. On Spotify, search for Referral Marketing Guru. On Podbean, where you're probably listening to this right now. Make sure you subscribe over at our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru, and search for Michael Griffiths on any of our social platforms, and you'll find us there. You can grab our 9-point referral game plan on the link below in the description. And until next time, I'll speak to you real soon. Take care.